Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this music for Hugh?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even think of another application for it at this point.
I mean, this is just...
We got a game Saturday?
The Eye of the Tiger, Hugh Douglas.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was a huge Seth Joyner fan. You know what I mean? Just the way he played the game. I mean, and it's some of that is... Some of the way I felt was, I'm not going to lie, steeped in nostalgia and the defense that he played on and the player that he was. And like I said, the respect that I have for him, because, man, when, especially when you talk about the sacrifices that they made in the era that they played, they got it good now, you know, and even when I played, it was better than what it was when they played, but it's even better now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, there's a respect that goes along with that, that you just have to give to the OGs, man. You might not like some of the stuff that come out of our mouths. And even when we talk, when me and Jaws, like, I don't really disagree with him. But if Jaws says something that I don't agree with, I'd be like, hey, he's earned the right to say that.
Yeah, and it's
because
okay.
Because he has.
It's okay to disagree without making it.
It's okay because it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice. Because we are standing on the shoulders of everybody that came before us. That's a fact. And for you to be that's the part that really rubbed me the wrong way, is the disrespect that you show for Seth. And on top of that, you're talking about towing the company line.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And you were towing the company line.
And then went right to Twitter like a kid again.
Yes.
It was wild.
Like, that's the part that I think is the disconnect. And it's ridiculous to me.
And it's a distraction. I mean, it's a flat-out distraction for the football team. They've all had to answer the entire week about A.J. Brown's tweet. It's a joke. I mean, it's a flat-out joke that A.J. Brown, he just took the week over. Him. And he's the only one to blame for this, for that. Now you could say, well, he's got a reason to blame and the quarterback and whatever. That's different. He took this week and just commandeered it.
And you know what? I had so many plans for what we might get to talk about this week. They were fun, too.
I know we did. We had some good ones cooked up.
We had one in the holster, man.
I know. We got to save that one.
We got to save it.
Yeah. And AJ better produce so we could do that show. Otherwise, I will flip out on him. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I got a special announcement to make here. So everyone knows tomorrow. Tomorrow is our second annual Red October Rally, live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Stateside Live. We'll be doing our show there from 10 to 2, of course. It's the former Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex.
Yeah,
so come on by.
Stateside balling. They bought a whole building.
Well,
they bought a whole building.
Well, they're going to sell plenty of statesides at the game on Monday, so they're going to afford that building. It's going to be really fun tomorrow. Come on out. And we're going to have an amazing array of guests with us. So 10:30 tomorrow, Al Morgan is going to hop on. 11 o'clock, we will have the High Hopes guys. James and Jack will be on the show with us. 12 o'clock, as always, Scott Fransky, right? 1 o'clock hour, Ben Davis and Devin Caney will join us. And how about this? Now confirmed, 11:30 tomorrow. Calling into our show will be Philly shortstop and leadoff hitter Trey Turner tomorrow.
Hey, Trey.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Do we play it for him?
That's what we're doing. No.
No. Well, that, to be fair, that wasn't even about Trey.
No, let me tell you.
It was about Trey Hendrickson.
That's probably going to happen. set myself. I know that's going to probably happen.
No, excited to talk to Trey tomorrow.
Cheers. I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Well, we all like Trey. We like Trey right now. He's had a batting title season, and the Phillies need him to ignite this offense starting out Saturday. Excited to have Trey on the show tomorrow at 11:30. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Lola in Jenkintown. Hey, Lola.
Lola.
Yes. Hi, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
We
hey,
can.
Lola, how you doing?
How you doing,
yes,
Lola?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So I just think that this is such a disappointment, and I agree with Hugh. I'm very disappointed, and I think a lot of people are, because this is a winning team. They just won a Super Bowl, and they have 4-0, and, you know, he's complaining. And I think about this as a person who's just seeking attention, and any way that they can get attention, they're going to get it. Because if you have an issue with someone, you discuss that issue with the person and not make it a worldwide problem, and then turn around and say everybody else is the problem, not the person who started the problem. It's almost like the boy that cried wolf. You're putting out all these cryptic post, but then when somebody questions you about it, you don't have any answer for it. It's like, okay, I want the attention, but then I'm a backlash on everybody who's going to give me the attention or who speaks about it. Everybody needs to know, and everybody does know in this world, that everybody is replaceable. And just like when we had Terrell Owens on our team, you can be the best of the best, but when you become disruptive, when you become a distraction, it's time for you to go. And unfortunately, I think he is a great player. I love to watch him. But just like if you have a regular job, if you got somebody on a team that's coming in and not performing or have a nasty attitude, I don't care who they are. People report it to HR. You get sat down. You get talked to. And then if you don't change your attitude, then you're shown the door. And I think that as good as he is, if he's going to be this disruptive in the locker room, he needs to go. Because no matter where you work at, you can be the best, like I just said, but if it's tension, if it's all this stuff going on, you're talking about me behind my back on posts and stuff, but when we see each other, you're not saying anything. You're always upset. You know, at the Super Bowl championship, he said in his speech, they call me a Devo.
Yep.
They say I'm a Devo. Well, you are acting like a Devo, because nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to see this. We want to see good football. We're paying $500 for tickets. We're paying $1,000, and we are working people, and you're sitting here complaining about not getting the ball. And I understand that, because you do want the ball, but at this time, you need to work with the system, make these wins, get another championship, get your money, and then do something behind the scenes with Harry Roseman and them, change the program with Jalen. But I think this all comes down to men being jealous. I believe he was jealous when Saquon came in. He's jealous of Jalen, and he doesn't know how to express it. He needs to go to therapy. Posts are not going to help you. Go get a good shrink, sit down, and talk to the shrink about it, and stop putting everybody out on Front Street. And now the team is going to be all messed up because you got a problem, and now all this tension and stuff is in the locker room. Nobody wants to deal with that at their workplace. At the end of the day, these men are at work.
Yep.
This is not some football game in North Philly. You are at work, and nobody wants to deal with this tension. It's called a distraction at work. It's called, like, what is going on? Like, we need to deal with this problem. So he needs to sit down with the management. They need to sit down with him, get him some type of psychiatrist to talk to him so he can do his stuff, and maybe talk to that guy who wrote that book again, because this cannot keep happening, and then he needs to go if he continues this and not change his pattern of behavior.
No, Lola, great phone call, and we appreciate it. Call again. That was great. Yeah, and I agree. I think jealousy's part of it. I think ego's part of it. I think immaturity's part of it. And one thing she said there, and she's right, and I know, Hugh, when Self called earlier, you kind of like, oh, I don't want to trade him. No one wants to trade a player of AJ's caliber. What Lola said there is right. No one is above the team. And I think the Eagles have shown more than any team in the NFL. If the juice isn't worth the squeeze, they will get you out of here, and the whole thing will keep moving.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had Elliott on, and there was a report from Jeremy Fowler that people around the NFL are wondering if the Eagles would trade AJ.
It's like a $90 million hit or something crazy.
Yes.
Man.
So it is, but and there was a lot of response to Elliott saying to us, it probably won't happen, but not impossible. And I just want to remind everyone, because we have short memories around here, there was a time. Five years ago, where we started talking about the Eagles maybe trading Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of heat for that.
Joe, you're crazy. There's no way that this would be the biggest cap hit. The Eagles would never do this. And the Eagles took the biggest cap hit in NFL history to get him out the door.
100%, man.
Because they didn't want him here anymore. And then you know what? A couple years later, the Broncos, who are coming here this weekend, they took an even bigger cap hit.
Yes, they did, with Russell.
To take Russell. In the NFL, the cap hit doesn't bother them the way you think it does.
Not like it used to.
If they don't want a player in the building anymore, they get him out and they deal with Howie figures out the money. So, do I think the Eagles are going to trade AJ in the next month? I don't.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
But do I think that it is impossible because of the cap? No. I mean, the Eagles took on the biggest cap hit in NFL history because they thought it made their franchise better. That's all you need to know. So, if you think it's impossible, you're forgetting recent history and you're forgetting who the Eagles are. Hugh, you always say this to me. The Eagles are it's a machine.
The cog in the wheel, just another cog in the wheel.
There's no player that is above the team. And if you think you're above the team, they will make sure you know you're not.
Yeah, this is just, I don't think that this is that. This is a disconnect with communication. And it needs to be remedied. And it needs to be remedied. That's the thing. And we need to stop. We need to stop on both sides. First, you need to stop tweeting, and you need to stop lashing out at people who ain't did nothing to you. Mm. If you got a problem, you need to go to the source.
Yeah. Well, that's become the issue here.
Yeah, you need to go to the source instead of lashing out at everybody else who you put in a position to talk about this. You would have came up in conversation as far as, hey, if you didn't get the ball that much this week, you would have been talked about. And it would have been everything that you probably wanted to say, because we would have said it for you. But when you do this and you send out cryptic tweets and then don't say anything, you put everybody in a bad spot.
No question.
Because we all know, because we've been in those locker rooms, you might be right. No, you are right about how you're feeling. But you know what makes you look crazy? Is you're on a 4-0 team.
Yeah.
And nobody outside that building understands that. You're 4-0, because you heard what Travis said. You're 4-0, bro. You're 4-0.
Boss.
You know what I'm saying?
4-0, boss.
Yeah, whatever he said.
It's the best line
of the
week.
That's the bottom line. This is a bottom line business.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
And that's the bottom line. Nobody give a damn about your stats right now. Nobody cares about your individual. Only people care about your stats are those cats that's co-signing you on Twitter because they got you in their fantasy football team.
You know, Scope was in here with our sales team the other day, and he said that to us off air, and I hadn't thought about that. But you think about it, there's a different. I'm not saying this is the typical Eagles fan, because I think the majority of Eagles fans care about the team more than anything. But there are people out there who bet on A.J. Brown's props each week. His over yards, his touchdowns.
You know who
his fantasy stuff, and you know what? If you're doing that, you're losing money. And so if you're frustrated from that perspective, I kind of understand. And you might be those siding with AJ.
And guess what? Those are the people that are calling me, Joe, talking about damn the year Jalen don't want to throw in the ball. I picked AJ up on my fantasy football because they don't care about you. Those people that you tweeting to getting that for them to co-sign and they got you back. They don't care about you. They care about their fantasy football wins.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's it.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Question for you. Let's take a deep breath on the AJ stuff for one sec. Deep breath.
Man, do we have to?
I just have a question.
hate Kyle Wright.
Because, I mean, we know Hugh Douglas has been, he's been bankrupting the books lately. I mean, this guy's hitting bets left and right. So I got to ask him this betting question.
Oh, he made a donation last
I know he makes a donation deal.
I like how you
okay.
Fine.
Because
fine.
You, did you hit a four-leg parlay?
Hugh?
No, I didn't. I hit a three. If I did a three-leg.
No. You can't say you hit a three-leg parlay when you put four.
I did. Okay, fine.
Who should be the favorite in the series? Phillies or Dodgers? Because I have the odds in front of me.
Phillies.
They're not. The Dodgers at FanDuel are the favorites. And now, to be clear, it is very close. They are a slight favorite, but FanDuel has set the Dodgers as the favorite to win the NLDS. I don't have a problem with it. I kind of like that the Phillies are underdogs. I'd rather it be this way. Again, it's not super. It's not like it's a huge gap between the two when you look at the odds. It's minus 112 Dodgers, minus 104 Phillies. I understand why the Dodgers are favorite. I get it. They won the World Series last year. If you count the great players, they probably have more of those in the series. Doesn't mean the Phillies can't win. A lot of us expect them to win. But I get it. I get why the Dodgers are favorites. If I was working for a sports book, I'd probably set them as the favorite for the same reason. I like that the Phillies are underdogs. A little chip on their shoulder going in. Home field, better record, beat them 4 out of 6, underdogs. I kind of like it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I think they I would make them the favorite, the Phillies.
Because home field.
Well, home field, they finished this regular season better than them. Like, I don't know. I think the only reason the Dodgers are favorites is because they won the World Series last year.
Yeah, that's probably why. That sounds like a good reason.
And their starting pitching right now is probably better.
Yeah, they got that, but their bullpen is kind of.
Yeah, the Phillies' bullpen should be better with Duran, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, the way the odds look, it's almost like they're saying it's a coin flip. But shouldn't that lead them to make home field advantage the like the decider.
Let me throw this at you because this surprised me. So, minus 112, minus 104, it's pretty close. You can look on FanDuel at the exact correct score of the series, right? So correct scores could be 3-0 either team, right? 3-1 either team or 3-2 either team. What do you guys think is the favorite, like the shortest number for the correct guess on the series? Hugh, if you had to guess which, so there's six potential outcomes, right? Each team sweeps. That's one outcome on each side, right? Each team wins in 4 games or each team wins in 5 games. What do you think they have said at the most likely one, or the one with the shortest number? Like Phillies in 3, Phillies in 4,
5.
Phillies in 5. All right, so you think it's who in 5?
I think it's Phillies in 5.
Phillies in 5 is the second shortest most, and what they're saying is the most likely. They have Dodgers in 4 as the one that is the shortest number.
That's why, to me, you got to get the first one.
You
got to get the first
must
one.
Win Saturday night,
yeah,
or is it a can't lose?
It's a must win.
Okay,
it's a must.
I like how strong you are with that.
Going with must win.
Yeah, I think
it's a must win because they're coming to town. You know, like you got to get them. You got to get them here. That place is going to be rocking. I hate that I have to go to work the
Sunday.
Next day. Yeah, I got to go to work Sunday. Yeah, I can't get banged up. Okay. I got to be a professional. As I look at the you people, I'm a professional. Now, I've seen a lot of penetration. I'm a professional.
Complete professional.
Really banged up right now.
I can't get banged up either. Can't get banged up.
I'm going Phils in 4.
Ooh, you want to know what the number is on that? Plus 420 if you want to go make a little wage there. Plus
like
420
that.
On that. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Jerry in West Philly's up with us. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Jerry. What's up?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to call in I just want to have AJ back a little bit, man. I heard a lot of scrutiny, man. I agree with you guys to a certain extent, but I think AJ is good. I don't think that he needs to be traded, or I don't think he's a diva. I think he goes off.
He is. I mean, he's clearly a diva, Jerry. Every 6 weeks, he makes a scene about himself. I mean, do you not see this?
I watch everything, man. I don't think he's a diva. Well, I think he goes off emotion. I mean, sometimes that could cause disruption to the team, but
that sounds like that sounds to me like a diva wide receiver. I mean, the guy wrote. They were in the midst of a winning streak for 3 months, and he's reading a book on the sidelines to make a spectacle of himself, and he said the passing has to get better, Jerry. That's not diva behavior?
No, the passing does have to get better, though. But I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. When we said the main thing.
So
I'm not here to criticize Jalen Hurts or...
No, AJ. We leave that to AJ, right? AJ's the one that gets to criticize Jalen publicly?
I think AJ Brown is good.
So you just think everything's fine
good
here.
Dynamite point.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Say it again.
So you just think everything's good here?
No, we don't. Our special teams and defense are holding it down. So I think on offense, Saquon is getting stopped. The receivers are, they're not getting open, and Jalen is missing some reads. So I think on offense, our entire offense, I don't think we look like horrible, but we don't look like the Eagles. Without the defense and special teams, we're looking at a different record. If you ask me,
we agree with that, Jerry. We appreciate the phone. I mean, I agree with that. Boy, I know you maybe you think we're being too hard, but to say AJ doesn't express diva qualities, I don't know what we're talking about.
It's okay to defend AJ. But, I mean, and I'm not picking on Jay, but Jay, you got to say a little bit more than that because you brought no substance to that conversation. You just said, I don't think he's a diva, and then you didn't give a reason why. And it's one of those things where I wanted to ask you, what do you see that you don't see that this is an issue? Because, like, I guess it's a generational thing.
It must be.
It has to be. Like, I'm convinced it's a generational thing. And I'm not trying to poke holes or talk bad about the younger generation, but like Jerry, and I'm not picking on Jerry, but when you call in and say that and don't give any validity to anything that you're saying, it's like, what are you talking about? Because I grew up in an era where they was like, hey, if you got a problem with a man, you go confront that. You say something to him, to the point where a lot of times, because as I got older, it became a problem because everybody does not like that confrontation. And it's not being confrontational. It's just you're trying to communicate with somebody on a level where they understand. You having a conversation. And for a lot of people, a lot of you young cats, especially a lot of you young men, y'all don't like that. Y'all want to go to Twitter. Y'all want to go get people involved in a conversation that ain't got nothing to do with what you're going through. I don't understand that. Instead of going to that person that you have an issue with and talking to them directly. A lot of times it can end civil. Most times it should be that way. But for you to sit there and say, this ain't, you know, you trying to defend him, wouldn't be having to defend him if he didn't go on Twitter. Mm-mm. This would not be an issue if he didn't go on Twitter. He started all of this. He's the catalyst to all of this. For all the folks that want to call and talk about, you shouldn't say this, that, or the third, he started this. It started with him. And when we tried to quell it and end it, he sat there and said nothing was wrong, right? And then he went back on Twitter and went at somebody else.
Yeah.
So where's the accountability? That's what I should have asked you, Jerry. Where's the accountability? Where is it? When does it become, hey, you need to stop doing this. If you don't feel some kind of way, then don't say nothing. When does it become that? Because, see, that's the problem. Everybody want to talk about what he ain't and what he ain't doing, and we need to leave him alone. But what about him? He started this. He started this whole thing. What about his accountability?
No, there is none. I mean, his accountability is 4 days later. He's going to stand in his locker and say, read a statement and then go right back to Twitter and go after Seth Joyner. There's no accountability. And then, again, if this was the first time, I think maybe we'd have the sense of, okay, this was weird, not great. He spoke. Maybe we'll just move on. We've done this now like four or five times in different ways. So we could count the ways back when his first year here, playoff game against the Giants, they're up 20-something points. He's complaining on the sideline. Then you go to the next year, he's yelling in week two. Then you go to last year, book on the. I mean, it's every single season. This is what we do here. This is the player. It does, and it's not about wins and losses. They've won more than any team in the league, other than the Chiefs since he got here. This isn't about wins and losses. That's the part that frustrates me. Is because he claims it's about, I just want to win. Dude, all you do is win. That's all that's happened since he walked to the Eagles, in the NovaCare complex. All they do is win. So it's not just about that. It's also about him. He wants the ball because he's a receiver. And I know these guys do, but it's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. All right, 215-592-9494. Right back to all your phone calls. We have to hold some people at WIP accountable later, including myself. All right, we'll get to that. It's always about accountability. I mean, it's accountability for the players, the coaches, the hosts. We do here. Wes, we want to get to something Sirianni said yesterday that caught my attention. That's all coming up. Your thoughts on the Dodgers, Phillies, expect or hope? I have to check the poll. I haven't looked at the poll. I wonder if people are being honest in the poll. Do you expect the Phillies to win or do you hope? And be honest. I mean, tell us how you feel. We'll talk through it as we got a big one coming up against the Los Angeles Dodgers starting on Saturday night. I know the nerves are there for a lot of us. As the two best teams in the NL square off in the NLDS. All right, all coming up. Your reaction to the AJ stuff, the Hughes stuff, it's all there for you. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet. before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.